Yesterday, Israel and President Biden say misfired Islamic Jihad rockets from inside the territory caused it. Labour leader Keir Starmer spoke during Prime Minister's questions.
During this grave crisis, this House must strive to speak with one voice in condemnation of terror, in support of Israel's right to self-defence, and for the dignity of all human life.
It's being reported Israeli and Palestinian flags will be banned from Premier League grounds from this weekend. A similar decision was taken at England's recent internationals, where the FA was criticised for not lighting up the Wembley Arch in the Israeli colours. Instead, clubs have been asked to mark the conflict in an appropriate way that doesn't risk stoking tensions. 3 consecutive months of waning pressure on household budgets has come to an end. The rate of inflation held steady at 6.7% in September. Rising food and drink prices eased back as petrol prices soared. The Met Office has issued a rare red warning for parts of Scotland and says there's a danger to life as Storm Babette closes in. Some areas could see up to 250 millimetres of rain. Pascal Lardé is from the Scottish Environment Protection Agency.
Storm Babette would be an exceptional and possibly unprecedented event, but there will be widespread rainfall and strong wind across many parts of Scotland over the next 4 days.
Former Education Secretary Sir Gavin Williamson's told a court he felt incredibly threatened by a man found guilty of stalking him. 45-year-old Simon Parry, who pursued him over 2 days in Westminster, will be sentenced next month. And the daytime soap Doctors is being scrapped next year. The BBC says it's costing too much to make. That's the latest. I'm Nick Crashey.
This is Phoenix FM.
Good evening.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Your body's rent, my body's broken, yours is
kicking off tonight's show from the album Without You I'm Nothing, which celebrates its 25th anniversary that month, this month even. That is Placebo and Every You, Every Me. You are listening to Phoenix 98 FM Community Radio for Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. Thanks to the Orient Hour crew for the last hour. They're back at 7pm next week. For the next 2 hours, you've got Meenick Field and another round of curveballs. Tonight, I am joined in the studio by Tim Eveleigh. We're going to be hearing some brand new tracks from him. We'll also have the gig guide, a round of Cheer with Nick, and plenty of good music for those ears of yours between now and 10pm. So you know where to keep it locked, as they say. Next up, so Liam Gallagher announces that next year there's going to be a 30th anniversary of Oasis' Definitely Maybe, which has made us all feel even older than that Placebo track did. And there's already speculation on the socials and stuff of saying, what B-side do you think they're going to play? Well, let's put in an early nomination for this one.
You
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Rising satanic, coked up, lift up with panic, blowing time, jacking in the habit, disaffected, shooting manic, black lines up in the attic, where my father never had it, claustrophobic, messianic, drink the rage. Ready to die from a catharsis, I load in the shallow grasses, feel another hit for the hidden classes, on the go to control the masses, picking up my limbs in the meth Damascus, a test of less, in order to grasp it, filling up a gun in my face to blast it, pound on me. Plastic, watching clocks perform the task, it never ends, time's prismatic, creating questions I didn't ask it, underneath the skin's traumatic, sleep the bruises from the past, it hits the shadow of the addict's generation now.
Stakes high as the world flings faster, and a kiss in a stage disaster, speed another rap from the necromancer, on a roll to inject the answer, looking at my lies on the signs of past her, shooing the crime, it holds a grasp her, kicking up a dust in my face to blast her,
two tracks in a row here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. First up, you heard Oasis and Fade Away, the B-side to Cigarettes and Alcohol, which may or may not be played on the 30th anniversary of Definitely Maybe tour that Liam Gallagher is doing next year. And the track you just heard was a band called Weapons, or Weapons of Mass Belief to use their full name. That track I rediscovered recently was entitled Black Line Ninja. If you want to get in contact with Curveballs tonight, if you have a question for Tim Evely, he's coming up in about 15 minutes' time. If you have any music that you would like to recommend us, it can be yours, it can be somebody else's that you're really excited about. If you have a gig to recommend us that you're playing, promoting, or just going to, or any or shout out any other reason that that you want to get in touch for, then you can do so via all those lovely usual means of ours. Email is radio@phoenixfm.com. You can find us on Twitter or X at @PhoenixFM. You can also find me at Nickfield Media on all the socials. And we even have a Facebook page, facebook.com/curveballradio, where you can leave us a like and send us a message through there as well. We look forward to hearing from you. The next track that I have for you is a band from Reading. This is from an album theirs that's just come out, and they've had a couple of singles from it along the way. The band are Rocket Kings, and this is the title track from their new album, Paving the Way.
Surrounded by hedges of self-doubt, overgrown worries starting to sprout. Where are you now? Help me get out. Help me get out.
surrounded by hedges of self-doubt. Overgrown worries starting to sprout. Where are you now? Help me get out. Help me get out. I stole the stars from you. You didn't have a clue. But I felt so bad and looked the other way. Give back to you, no room. Things start to seem brand new. A psychology tells me I'll be okay.
Surrounded by hedges of self-doubt. Walking, walking, singing my song, paving the way, having a say, stopping delay of what comes next. And I was walking, walking, walking along. And I was walking, walking, singing my song.
Started listening to some tracks from that album and really like it. From Reading, that is the Rocket Kings and the title track of their latest album, Paving the Way. The next track that I have for you, in all these years of doing this show, I don't think I've ever had a song that starts with the word curveball. I found it courtesy of this band who played here in Brentwood on Saturday night. This is Cut Capers.
Curveballs always arrive, just when you thought you had it right. Suddenly faced with my darkest fears, will I stay or disappear? So can you hold my hand till the sun comes up? Will you tell me that I'm more than enough? Hold me tight when I can see your tears. Steady my breath till I see clear. Oh, don't let go.
Phoenix FM.
The business of good times, they never come easy. I'm paying the price more than I can afford. The bags under my eyes are permanent fixtures. They shadow my face as I trade through the day. Wasn't it a good time over there? Not that I remember anything beyond every word you said. I don't think you're being all too fair. Been playing possession, and man, it's a long shot to think I can change the oldest of my ways. Yet I've always had a penchant for a screamer, like Manuel Lanzini in The Tightest of Space. Wasn't it a good time over there? Not that I remember anything beyond every word you said. I don't think you're being all too fair. Maybe I don't want to know why I always feel like the villain. Why I always feel like the villain.
Another two tracks in a row here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. First up, it was Cut Capers. They were here performing at the Essex Arms in Brentwood over the weekend. They're currently on a UK tour promoting their new album, which came out a few weeks back. That track, which, yes, does mention the word Curveballs. I'm not even sure if I've ever played a song that does mention this show's name, was entitled Don't Let Go. And the track you just heard, Alexander Valentine and The Villain. Of course, we chatted to Alexander Valentine main man Matt on last week's show, alongside a local author, Jess Duraro. You can listen back to the full show with both of those interviews on the Curveballs page on the Phoenix FM website, phoenixfm.com/category/curveballs, or if you're on the Phoenix FM website right now, then you can just click anywhere it says Curveballs. Tim Evely will be joining me in the studio after this from Mike Gale. Very quiet intro.
Do you think that this hurts? Baby, do we have horns? A couple of holy fossils on our way out of town. See the clouds that are drifting. Show me what I've been missing. Tiptoe. There's a light in the station. doing nothing at all. But baby, we've got each other, and that makes me the luckiest old man in the universe. There's a light in the station, won't be making its way down to Mexico.
Mike Gale here on Curples on Phoenix FM, and thanks for, and from the album Thanks for Always Waving, that track was entitled Old Man in the Universe. Coming up next, I'm going to be joined in the studio by Mr. Tim Eveleigh. First up, let's listen to a track of his, from his album called A Record. It's the track that kicks off the record. It's called Overture, and it's next.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
Tell the world you're all right. Tell the world you sleep tight, and nothing can wake you up. Tell the world you're all right. Tell the world you sleep tight, and nothing can wake you up. And nothing can wake you. And nothing can wake you. And nothing can wake you. Wake you up, and nothing can wake you, and nothing can wake you, and nothing can wake you. Wake you up. Nothing can wake you up.
It is the sound of Tim Evely here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and the track that kicks off his album, A Record, entitled Overture. And Tim Evely joins me in the studio now. Good evening, sir.
Hello. That was weird. In a good way.
Yes. Yes. You were with us, you were actually with us a few weeks back on Zoom.
Yeah.
And the good thing is that now there's no buffering.
Yeah. Definitely an improvement. Buffering is never positive.
No, it's not really, is it? Well, how the devil are you, my man? How are you finding Brentwood?
Oh, yeah, very good. I got on the train from central London and it wandered along. I've been on the Elizabeth line once before. No, I've seen them. I've seen them moving, but I've not, when they were testing it, I was on a parallel line. So I'm interested in trains. Can you tell?
We can now. And you know what? Everyone listening at home was like, hang on a minute, I was weirdly engrossed by that.
I mean, I hope you're not. But, you know, I mean, it's hopefully you've got a wider life than that. But, you know, that's great. Speaking as a member of a steam railway.
Hey, nothing wrong with liking trains. if people didn't like trains, you know, I think we'd have all kind of like had injuries from train crashes now.
That's definitely the case.
So this is the catchphrase I wish I didn't use sometimes. Crashing on. So, Tim, where did you get on the train from? So, where do you hail from?
I'm from South London. So, I got on the train in Croydon, but I changed at Verringdon, obviously.
Righto, there we go. And we did discuss this last time you were in, but I still can't remember when exactly it was that I saw you. But it must be at least 7 years ago that you were at Thingamagig. In Billericay.
I think probably older than that, to be honest. Hornchurch thing was at least 10 years ago, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, because I do remember seeing you at the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch.
Yeah, well remembered.
Yes. Yes, in the foyer area,
yeah.
A long time ago. But yes, it's really nice that you're here.
With a bass player who I was talking to about that very thing on Sunday, so 4 days ago. So, you know, these things come around in circles.
Indeed.
And different songs then.
Yes. Yes, you were. And to be honest with you, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Well, I realised that it was a bit much to call myself a songwriter when I wasn't writing any songs. So I did some on side again. And that's where these ones come from.
Yes, we'll be hearing the first of your brand spanking new tracks in just a moment. So, you know what? Let's listen to one of them right now. Tell us about Enough.
Oh, okay, Enough. Now, Enough's going to be interesting because this one's a little bit different, I think. It's a bit talky. And I have in the past a couple of times stood as a Green Party councillor, and I think you might be able to guess that from some of this, because when we actually recorded it, I was quite surprised, having written it a couple of years earlier, by how much policy there is in this. But it's, hopefully, in a good way. I don't think it's, well, you'll be the judge of that, clearly. It's about a lot of different things. One of the things it's about is the fact that I think we don't, as a society, deal with the concept of enough very well.
And here is that exact sentiment in song.
Good food is going to waste. All this good food is going to waste. All this good food is going to waste. All this good food is going to waste. So take it out of your fat face, put it on someone else's plate. I said, I'm starving. She said, well, you don't really, are you? I said, well, not if you take it literally, but it's a well-known figure of speech. And she said, well, I think you should be more linguistically accurate when you're talking about something important. How do you think people around the world who are genuinely starving would feel if they knew that you were aligning yourself with their state of hunger? And I said, well, unless you're going to tell them, I don't think they're likely to find out.
What about this one? You've never been particularly bothered about this before. She says,
all this good food is going to waste. 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 So take it out of your fat face, put it on someone else's plate. Who ate all the pies? 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 You large upstart, you ate all the pies.
And I said, well, that's a bit harsh. You made me a pie last week with mash and beans and it was lovely. And you had one too. Isn't this all a bit hypocritical? And she said, well, I've joined the Green Party since then. And now I understand how important economic inequality between the first and the third world is. And I said, I thought the Green Party only had policies about the environment and stuff like that. And she said, well, inequality is an environmental issue. And the Green Party has policies on all areas of society. Poverty and inequality are just two of the many things that they're interested in. I said, that's all very interesting, but I don't really see what it has to do with my pie. She said, well, we need to think globally and act locally. We should probably be campaigning about food waste from supermarkets, but look at how much we throw away ourselves. We often cook more than we need. And I put a packet of four pies in the fridge yesterday, and now there's only one left. And I said, well, it was my day off, and I was hungry. And she said, you weren't really hungry, were you? And I said, okay.
I ate all the pies. I ate all the pies.
Although from being linguistically accurate, I think you'll find there's still one left, so I didn't eat all the pies.
This large upstart, I ate all the pies.
Tim Evely, and enough here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That'll be your foray into being a spoken word artist.
Well, yes, I tried to do something a bit different, and
it was different, all right.
Yeah, there's not a lot of me on that, actually. It's a good bit of recording for me, because it's mostly to other people doing bits and bobs, and then there's a bit
of gang. Cool. Who are those other people?
The guy that I do recording with, he's a producer, he's also a singer-songwriter, and he's a much better guitarist than I am. So the guitar on that and the bass and stuff, I think, is mostly him, and the drums are manufactured.
Okay.
Not a particular thing that I absolutely like, but it's very clever these days. They can do lots.
Fair enough. So who would you describe as being your musical influences, and have they changed over the years, or are there still artists who influence you as much now as they ever did?
They haven't changed, which is really, I don't know if that's good or not.
Hey, it served you well.
Yeah, well, I would say Billy Bragg, and the reason why I mentioned that first is because A, I've been thinking about him a bit recently, and B, Adam Buxton's podcast, which is very good, has as guest Billy Bragg from a couple of weeks ago, and so I was even more than normal thinking about Billy Bragg a lot, and so I think that, and also he taught me to play the guitar, basically, because there was a thing you could listen to where he talks you through playing his songs. There's a flexi disc, which not everybody will even remember existed.
I was going to say, it sounds like one of those formats in the 90s that didn't quite work out.
No, it wasn't as bad as that. It wasn't like Laserdisc or something.
Or Minidisc. Oh, my goodness.
I've got a Minidisc player somewhere. It's not... No, it was when there was vinyl singles. It was just that, but really, really thin. So it was flexible. They used to get them on the front of magazines and things.
You did, didn't you?
Cheap way of putting something on the front of a magazine. And so you got a book with all the chords and the music in, and then you got this flex disc as well. And the flex disc was Billy talking you through playing these things on the guitar and telling you where to put your fingers on the guitar and everything. It was pretty good. So I pretty much learned to play the guitar, sort of being taught by Billy Bragg. But so I would say Billy Bragg and a bit of a Crowded House, I think, because I do like a tune. And I really like Peter Gabriel, but I'm aware that that's a mixed bag, and some people do and some people don't.
Yes. Yes, you'd have to be influenced by a certain era of Peter Gabriel.
When I was at school, I was introduced to the sort of all of the first four albums before the really big famous stuff came out. So even before Sort of Sledgehammer was a big deal. Although I realised that we're now talking about 1985. So I sort of knew about it before that, which was nice. And I already liked his voice. And then when the So album came out and Sledgehammer went mental and stuff like that, I did buy some tickets because I saw him at Earl's Court. But that would have been 1986 or something. I mean, I'm really old now. So, when I talk about going to things, it feels like another era. But then, you know, you were just discussing the 30 years of Definitely Maybe. I mean, we're all getting older, right? We're all getting older.
Yes, there's no getting around that. You know, this is the thing, listeners. It's like, I'm like, oh, blimey, that's like 25, 30 years old about now. I'll have to play that. Wait, I remember it coming out.
The 80s is 50 years ago?
40.
But it's not far away from being 50 years ago. So
possibly in another 7 years. Give okay, it like okay, se- seven yeah, give it okay, 7 years. Anyone born in the 80s will be turning 50.
40 years ago is a long time ago. And
yes,
there are
yes,
things
it is.
That I remember from then, and I sort of think, oh, that's weird. How do
right.
I remember that?
I think we had better crash on because I think someone somewhere is genuinely not going to be happy about this. Right, let's listen to your first musical selection. Tell us about Grace Petrie.
So Grace Petrie is... everybody should just go and listen to lots of Grace Petrie, and then you can thank me later, because when she's massive, you can tell everybody that you already knew who she was. And this song, which is Storm to Weather, is the first one from the latest album, which is called Connectivity, although I think it's a couple of years old now, and there's another one coming out soon. But I've seen Grace quite a number of times, and I would say... buy tickets, buy albums. Trust me, you'll be all right.
Here's proof of that.
Searching the horizon for some sign, some little spark of morning that will chase away the dark. Heavy was the winter, love, and what's become of spring? This demon came and got its claws in every little thing. Now there are miles and glass and distance that are keeping me apart from the beating of your strong and steady heart. And if it sinks, my darling, then just close your eyes and think of when you'll be in my arms again. There's a storm here to weather, the thunder's coming near, louder than ever, and we don't know where to steer. And though we can't be together, no matter what, my dear, I will love you forever, and we will again next year. This world is unfamiliar now, it's turned us all around. A sailboat in a hurricane, and nothing's bolted down. And whichever way you turn, there is no sanctuary in sight, no path to some safe harbor in the night. But I am sailing right beside you, I am just out of arm's length. Willing you remember you are raw of iron strength, and I am hanging my tomorrows on the bones of yesterday. All I can do to make it through today. And when my heart sinks, my darling, then I fill my lungs and I think of when you'll be in my arms again. There's a storm. Weather, the thunder's coming near, louder than ever, and we don't know where to steer. And though we can't be together, no matter what, my dear, I will love you forever, and we will next year. So best foot first and hold on fast. Do your worst, this too will pass. And when it does, I'll be there to fill your glass. And there's a storm here to weather.
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 There's a storm here to weather. There's a storm here to weather. The thunder's coming. And we will dance again next year.
Grace Petrie, Storm to Weather here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, as chosen by my guest tonight, Tim Evely. And yes, well, you've heard it all, heard her before she gets big. And you're welcome.
I mean, yeah, that's, I think that is about the size of it.
So, Tim, tell us about the releases you have available at the moment.
Oh, right, okay, so there's an album called A Record, because that's what it is. It's both a record and it's a historical record of me doing stuff. And there's a single with three songs on it, so EP single called In Kilnsy. So I went on holiday to Kilnsy, and then a couple of years later I wrote a song about it. And, well, sort of about it. And that's what, so it's called that. And there's some photography that goes with that, which I took around the Kilnsy area, which I thoroughly recommend everybody looking up. It's a very weird place. It's on the edge of Hull. It's on the... I'm now drawing things. I'm miming something to two people in the studio, which you can't see. It's still great radio. It's the little... It's on the little bit that hangs off the edge of Hull on the Humber. And it's right at the end of that, just before Spurn Point. And it's just a magical place. I would strongly recommend anybody going there. It's got a sound mirror. Do you know what a sound mirror is?
It's, heck, we've gone on enough of a tangent already. Off you go.
It's Stone Age radar. So it's a curved, convex thing that points out into the North Sea. And at the end of the First World War, when planes were just starting, there was a microphone in front of it, and they used it to detect planes coming. And it worked. And there's some along the south coast as well. There's a big one in Dover, big round one. It's just like a wall, basically, but it's a curved wall. Put a microphone in the front of it, and it should hear planes before you would hear them audially through your ears. Is that audio-ly? I don't know if it is.
We know what you meant.
And it worked. And they're great.
You're welcome, listeners.
It's got a sound mirror. Again, look it up on Wikipedia. Good stuff. It's good stuff. It's good stuff.
We're going to listen to your other new song now.
Okay.
Tell us about Uniform.
There are a couple of songs on what is going to be the new album about... they're ostensibly about war, and this is one of them. And this one is basically me playing stuff, which is interesting to me because I find it weird listening to myself. I'm sure lots of people do.
Right, well, you're going to be really weirded out now, but the rest of us are going to enjoy it.
If there was a war, which side would you join? How would you decide where to draw the line? If it was a simple case of black and white, that would be all right
but war is just a waste of anyone who dies. Have we been worn down? Were we all worn down? Return, but worn down. If you close your eyes, can you dull the pain? Can you quell the need to comfort or explain? Have you been worn down? Were you worn down? Returned and worn down. Take me for a fall. Show me how to break the rules. Dress me like a clown. Now we can fool around. Have I been worn down? Was I worn down? Return.
Tim Evely, and brand new track from him, entitled Uniform. So, Tim, with these new tracks, you've hinted that they're going to be on an album. So, when can we expect that?
I mean, ideally before the end of the year, but I think I said that to you a couple of weeks ago, and then I had another think about it, and I was thinking about it this week and thinking, so I think it's pretty unlikely. I think it'll be like 3 months into next year or something.
Okay.
But we're nearly there. I mean, these are demo tracks. They might sound very different later, but the ones that I've sent are ones that we're pretty confident they're nearly done. So I think they're pretty much how they're going to sound. There'll be a bit of little tweaks, but we're gradually working on things, and it's entirely me. I can take quite a long time to write words. And I've got two songs where we've got the music and I need to write the words, and I might have done already, but I've got to collate everything together and have a look at it and see whether it all fits, and then we'll do it at that point.
Okay. Okay, well, that's fair enough. Where are you recording them?
Not far from here, Harlow. My friend Andy Thornton, who's a producer and also singer-songwriter in his own right, and I will send you some Andy Thornton stuff as well if it's all right, because he's really good.
More than happy to.
I was a fan first. It's very, very odd. I stand in a room and behind him and play things while he fiddles around and does magic on computers and recording software. Every now and then, most of the time I try and just treat you like this is normal, this is what I do, this is fine. But there are moments where I go, like, I'm a fan. This is like sitting behind Billy Bragg or whatever doing recording. It's just weird. And it's great. It's lovely. But it's, and he's incredibly talented, as you can hear, I hope. But I hope you think it's good. I do, and it's just an amazing experience.
Righto. Well, rest assured, I would have thrown you out by now if you were really that bad.
Thank you.
So, excellent. Let's have a listen to your next musical selection. So, it's, I really hope I'm saying this right, Pauli Pulisma.
Okay, it's Pauli Pulisma.
Okay.
And Luminary, which is from a recent album called Pivot. There's another one coming out, I think, next year. And it's another banker. Three. Just if you get a chance to go and see Pauli Pulisma, I would go and see Pauli Pulisma. Remember to spell it, so have a look on the Curveball's website, one of the links, because it's your best option. It's Paul Usma, which is why you pronounce it as you did. Absolutely reasonable.